USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A second woman has accused Virginia's Lieutenant Governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, of sexual assault. The woman says through her attorney that Fairfax raped her when they were students at Duke back in 2000. Former Republican Governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, tells Fox News these women, they have to be heard from.
Clearly, they need to be heard. The New York Times is now saying there were contemporary conversations from the first woman making the accusations that are consistent with what she is saying now. So this looks credible. They need to be heard, and if they want to be heard, they need to be heard.
On Friday, during a House hearing, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker was asked if he's discussed the Mueller probe with President Trump. His answer, every time?
I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation. I have not talked about the special counsel's investigation with senior White House officials.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
A group of Democrats and Republicans are working in a conference committee to try to keep the government running past February 15th, or we'd face another partial government shutdown. Lawmakers are also working on an immigration agreement. Now, if that deal cannot be reached by Friday, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News, folks are prepared to work through the weekend.
Well, I'm hearing from members of that conference committee, Republicans, Democrats, House, Senate, that on a, whether it's the member-to-member level, the staff level, they're going to be working through the weekend to try to have a deal done. If it's not done before the weekend, to have it done after the weekend to avoid a shutdown. I take that from them in good faith and their positivity in good faith. They just need to get it across the finish line.
Federal health officials say there's no sign the flu season has peaked yet. The CDC reports a rise in flu cases in recent weeks with widespread activity in 47 states, including Puerto Rico. Doctors caution that folks over the age of 65 are especially being hit hard by this year's flu virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Recapping one of our top stories, a House hearing for Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker erupted in fireworks Friday as the Republican Congressman Doug Collins called the entire hearing a worthless dog and pony show.
This is not a confirmation hearing. This is a Department of Justice oversight hearing. Supposedly, I'm sorry. Back to theatrics again. The curtain opened up and we found out what was really going on. No, we want to damage the president. We want to talk about your private conversations. We want to talk about what you did and why the president, a most amazing quote I just heard a moment ago. We want to know why the president may have put you there for what he got. That's offensive. When we look forward into this hearing today, it's time on this one. If this is the way we're going to go, then we'll have plenty of stunts. We're going to have plenty of theatrics. Bring your popcorn. I'm thinking about maybe we just set up a popcorn machine in the back because that's what this is becoming. It's becoming a show. I give my kids advice and they look at me like, Dad, I love you. But then they give me that sort of dog look. I don't believe you. You know the sad part about this is we predicted it all yesterday. We knew what was coming. The sad part about it is the chairman chose to play hide and seek. He chose to cave it. They still not have open and transparency. Glad we did. Glad we got it now. But this is no way to run the railroad, and it's definitely no way to run one of the most prestigious committees in this House.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.